The Springfield School District has been trying to address systemic racism in its schools for a long time. Racial justice advocates applauded a recent school board decision to table a policy that they say would have stifled classroom discussions on hot-button issues such as racism and police violence. But that move happened after a black teacher resigned, saying he faced racism from school officials. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at the work that still remains within the Springfield schools.
Derek Johnson knows what it's like to grow up as one of the few black kids in a mostly white small town.
I know what racism looks like. I mean, I'm a 40-some black man who grew up in a very small town, somewhat similar to Springfield on the eastern shore of Maryland. I remember the first time I was called the N-word walking home from school, just minding my own business, and kids riding by and yelling it out the window.
Johnson went to the Southern Vermont schools of Marlboro Graduate School and SIT, and he was living in the Washington, D.C. area when the pandemic hit. He moved back in the spring to return to a slower-paced lifestyle in Vermont. He got involved in some of the social justice protests that sprang up following the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And at a few events in Springfield, he got to meet some of the kids and teachers from the local school district.
As I understand it, there have been a lot of racist things that have happened in Springfield. Like, just most recently, there was a video going around on social media from the high school of, like, this argument between two students, and it was racially charged, a lot of derogatory language, racist language used.
Johnson ended up applying for a teaching job in Springfield. And once he started working as a literacy coach in the elementary schools and preparing for the challenges of a COVID year, Johnson says he encountered microaggressions and racism that made him think that Springfield might not be the best place for him to work. Johnson says that some of his emails were copied to the superintendent when other staff members didn't receive the same attention. And he says his professionalism was questioned during a presentation he was scheduled to make. Then the school board started addressing the complaint from the parents of a third grader who were upset that their son was forced to read a children's book that deals with racism and police violence. The school board proposed a new policy that would have required teachers to contact parents when issues such as race are discussed in a classroom, and then allow parents to remove their kids from those lessons. So Johnson decided that he needed to leave.
The fact that the school board was going to consider now stopping those types of conversations from happening, I thought was an injustice to both students, the community, and teachers, because I didn't feel like I could honestly go into work every day knowing that, you know, there's going to be this stopping of learning, and especially around things that have really heightened in our community and in this state and around our country at this time. It just seemed counterproductive to me for teachers not to be able to engage students in that kind of discussion and discourse. So I submitted my resignation.
The Springfield School Board had to deal with Johnson's resignation at the same meeting where they were debating the proposed controversial issue policy. Superintendent Zach McLaughlin said the resignation was an opportunity for the district to take a good look at itself in the mirror. More than 70 people showed up for the virtual meeting. Every single person who spoke said the policy was wrong, and the board unanimously voted to table it.
It was so nice to get a win, finally. It was really nice to watch the community come together.
Nicole Awad is a teacher at Springfield High School. She said the so-called controversial issue policy would have been the wrong direction for the Springfield schools, especially at a time when the state and the nation are confronting centuries of systemic racism.
All of these conversations are hard. Controversial issues are issues that are the ones ailing our communities. So we don't want to take them off the table in the classroom. We want them to be on the table. We want to parcel through them. We want to see what they are. We want to analyze them and teach children, you know, how to analyze them with each other rather than alone in isolation and feeling divided.
Michaela Dorsley is a senior at Springfield High School, and she's been active in the recent Black Lives Matter protests. Dorsley said Johnson's resignation and the board's decision to pursue the new controversial issues policy shows that there's still a lot of work to do.
Stuff like this happens all the time, but it was kind of just like shocking to me that it was still at this level. Just because of all the work that we've put in, I feel like we got so far, and then it's kind of like a setback, and we keep having to re-educate people on the same things that we've been over 100 million times.
Because, Dorsley says, racism isn't going away, and students of all colors need to sit together in the same classroom and try to figure out a way for their own generation to chart a path forward.
We need to get the word out and talk more about this stuff, because I know it's uncomfortable for white people to talk about, but the more you talk about it, the easier it gets to talk about. So, yeah.
The Springfield superintendent wants to hire an outside investigator to look into Johnson's allegations. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Springfield.